Vermont's workforce shortage is hurting many industries. One of them is the construction business, which is running low on skilled carpenters. At one job site in Bennington, a company is offering free carpentry for the unskilled workers they've hired for the $31 million Putnam Block project. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
You guys ready to get rolling?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I'm going to go quick reminders. During our class, tools stay on. Tools stay on during the job. You guys want to be carpenters, wear your tools. Quick reminder, next week,
the workday's over here at the Putnam Block in Bennington, but about a dozen crew members have gathered in a side building. They've been meeting here on Thursday afternoons to take an advanced carpentry class and maybe get a bump in pay as the multi-year Putnam Block project moves forward. Tim Centrella is 51 and he's switching careers after working as a tattoo artist.
I know a little bit about carpentry. I don't know as much as a lot of the other people, but this class gives you, you know, a little better step-by-step. They are teaching us how to read blueprints, how to lay out walls, you know, do all that stuff.
The workers who are here have been hired at the entry level to do jobs like hauling waste out from the basement or carrying heavy lumber and sheetrock. They're not getting paid for the class time, but Centrella says he's been staying after work and keeping up with the homework to see where it takes him.
And when they offer it and, you know, it's free, you know, it's, you don't get paid for it, but I mean, a little bit of your time creates a lot of knowledge, you know. Listen, no one can take knowledge from you.
Ryan Ahern works for Breadloaf Corporation, the company that's managing the Putnam Block project. And Ahern said, even before construction started, he realized that he'd have to try something new to make sure he had enough workers.
I was looking to hire roughly 60 people, and the carpenters were not knocking on my door. I'm talking skilled carpenters, guys that really know their stuff.
A 2018 Labor Department report found that construction was one of the top occupations that would have trouble filling jobs over the next decade. Ahern says he started the classes with basic safety and tool instruction, and they're now moving into reading blueprints and leading others on the job site.
When I started this program, I didn't expect all the people to sign up. Figured it may be three or four folks that were really motivated. 22 people signed up for the class, and they continually have been coming. And what I wanted to do was take these guys and bring them through the whole process of putting up a building in a very short amount of time in a very clear and concise way. It's exciting. It's definitely exciting.
Michael Ritter says he's been doing construction for about 10 years, but the classes have exposed him to a bunch of new skills. And he says what he's learning here will help him out long after the Putnam project is done.
You learn how to do headers, windows, learn how to do doors, you learn how to do flooring, and I could leave here and potentially, you know, work for another place or even start my own business. You could do anything. You could do. You learn how to roof. You learn how. You can build walls. You can build a whole house.
The classes are focused around building a shed, which uses many of the same wall, roof, and flooring skills that will be used once construction starts in the Putnam Block. After the shed is done in class, the workers will auction it off and use the money to buy new tools. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Bennington.
What we're going to do, fellas, we know we got to get rocking and rolling, right? So what do we do when we first get the job? What comes out?
Materials,
tools, materials, equipment. So get all your gear running, right? Power, tools.